We thank Thee for granting to us a good night's rest. And as we come for this morning devotion, we thank Thee for Thy grace, and we ask that Thou would bless the word to nourish us. For Thy own name's sake, hear our prayer. This I ask with thanksgiving, in Jesus' name. Amen. Do the hymn. You take the hymn.
Shall we sing this song together? Okay. 1, 2, 3. There's a land that is fair and deep, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there, in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on the beautiful shore, in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on the beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore, to our bountiful Father above. We will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love, and the blessings that hallow our days in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on a beautiful shore. Our text is taken from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 to 16. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 to 16. Shall we read these verses together? Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 to 16. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. Thank God for the reading of His word. As we come to the end of our conference, it is crucial to ask ourselves the question, what have we learned? Pastor has led us through the passage of Jeremiah 6:16 to find the old path and to rest in it, to stand, to see, to ask, and then to rest in these old paths that God has ordained. And we have learned more about the godly heritage of the Puritans and how they have charted and walked along this old path that has once been trodden. What can we learn from all of this? Let us first learn who we truly are. Who are you? We as Christians are strangers. We are pilgrims. We are Christians. This is what the Puritans confessed as they were thrown out of their pulpits during the Great Ejection. This was what the saints of old did. Abel, Noah, Abraham, Sarah. It says in verse 13, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." They were persuaded and embraced the truth that what God has promised, He shall surely fulfill. Has God promised persecution? Surely then it will come. Has He promised heaven? Then surely He will bring us home. Has He promised everlasting joy in Christ? Surely He will fulfill it. It is therefore because of this firm conviction that the saints of old could confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. They said, "I am now united under a new federal head. I'm now given a heavenly citizenship to enjoy. Therefore, this world is but a place I am passing by. It is not my final destination. It is not what my King has promised me. He has promised me heaven. He has promised me eternal life. That is why I am here as a traveler, an exile, a pilgrim. I shall learn to live as one, for I am one. I don't belong to this world. I belong to another world." This is what caused Christian, if you remember in Pilgrim's Progress, to head on his way toward the celestial city, away from the city of destruction. And at the end of his journey, he died in faith and therefore was unctioned into the celestial city. This is how God has ordained for His children to walk. Now, as we live on earth, we often lose sight of our heavenly home. We turn our eyes to other things, to other paths, to other pleasures. It is as though a hotel guest, as we are now, should want to stay in the hotel forever. But this is where we must learn to see with the eyes of faith. As the Puritan William Bates says, "God will try our faith before He satisfies our sight." God will try our faith before He satisfies our sight. He wants us to exercise faith in a distracted world, where Satan seeks to lure us into the trap of living for it. God wants us to see that there are higher purposes to pursue than a good school, a prestigious career, a luxurious lifestyle, a nice apartment, a laid-back retirement. God is calling us instead to pursue heaven, to go towards the celestial city. All that we do on earth should be aid to help us along in this pilgrim journey. We should not get too comfortable in this world because we are not meant for it. We are exiles. But you may ask, why can't we just build greater barns on this earth? Why can't I seek prestige, honor, wealth, good family, friends, and so on? Are these things wrong in itself to seek? Well, let this be said. Whatever an earnest traveler seeks in a foreign land is to help him get back to his homeland. Whatever an earnest traveler seeks in a foreign land is to help him get back to his homeland. His love for his homeland is what fuels his desires to obtain the resources on this earth in order that it may aid him on his way to heaven. That's why it says from verses 14 to 16, "For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly." The person who is mindful of the things of heaven travels light upon this earth. The person who is mindful of the things of this earth wears a heavy burden upon his back. Which person are you? Are you a citizen of another country, or are you a citizen on this earth? Where is your allegiance? What is your identity? What is it that you desire? If you are heaven's citizen, stop behaving as though you are an earthly one. Why is it that many of us who profess to be citizens of heaven have our minds always encumbered on the things of this earth? The problem is, we do not really see and truly tell that heaven is a better country. No, we think that the earth is a better country. Heavenly things are boring. Church is boring. Sermons are boring. I can't wait to get out of church to do the things I really want to do. Travel where I want to go. Do whatever I want to do. Watch whatever I want to watch. This is someone who is firmly convicted that the earth is a better country. Let us all search our hearts. Which is a better country to you? Which country do you truly love? Heaven or earth? As another Puritan, Thomas Watson, points out, "He that loves the world, how active is he? He will break his peace and sleep for it. He that loves honor, what hazards will he run? He will swim to the throne in blood." Therefore, he calls all of us, love heaven. Don't love the world. Don't love honor. Love heaven. And you cannot miss it. Love breaks through all opposition. It takes heaven by storm. Let us all take heaven by storm. What do you love? By your affections, you can easily know your allegiance. The world lover can stay up all night, as Thomas Watson says, in excitement and enjoyment of its pleasures. But when it comes to heavenly things, which he has little to no affections for, he makes excuses. He gives many reasons. He sleeps. Hear these other words by Thomas Brooks, another Puritan. "You who are this world's citizens, the world and you must part, or Christ and you will never meet. The world and you must part, or Christ and you will never meet." There are no dual citizenships when it comes to a matter of salvation. We either belong to Christ or to the world. And if therefore you belong to Christ, if your heart seeks the better country, it says in the last part of verse 16, "Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God or your God, for he hath prepared for you a city," you who seek after the heavenly country. Though the world may be ashamed to have exiles to live on this land, yet God is not ashamed to be called your God. Being included in the family of God is a far greater encouragement than to be included among ungodly school friends, despising workmates, or to be recognized by the government or those in authority. As Christians, we belong to the King of Kings. We graze in the field of the great shepherd of the sheep. We approach the loving embrace of our Heavenly Father. What do you lack in creation, Christian, when the God of all creation is your God? It is okay to be treated like an outcast in this world, because we are one. We belong to the heavenly kingdom. We are exiles, pilgrims, longing for our heavenly home, having for ourselves the omnipotent God for our God. And he has shown his unashamedness of you by preparing for you a city. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called your God, for he hath prepared for you a city. God has prepared for his citizens a city. Do you believe it? God has created a city personally for you, and he will lovingly bestow it upon you in the future. This is a greater city, a greater house than any bungalow or any mansion you can find in Singapore, or any business that finite men can seem to give you. It is the city created by the omnipotent God. It is by the infinite God, the master architect, has made a city for you. Have you heard of the precious jewels that will make up that city? Have you seen streets of transparent gold? Have you seen the city where there is no more need for sun, for moon, or stars, because the Lamb is the light of it? Have you seen a city where the Lord God Almighty dwells in the midst of it, where you can have uninterrupted fellowship with him forever? Let us think upon this city. Let us strive towards this celestial city, away from the city of destruction. We think it an honor to visit the president, but in heaven, the president of presidents is there. The Savior is there. The Lamb who bled and died for you, he is going to be there. He is going to be there, and you are going to see him. Look with the eyes of faith. You are bound for Emmanuel's land, the land which you belong. Therefore, let all of us, while we are on earth, seek to live as the Puritans, as exiles, strangers, pilgrims on this earth, because soon we shall all arrive home. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee that there is a heavenly home that is prepared for us, where thou art not ashamed to be called our God, for thou hast prepared for us a city. We pray that as we continue to seek to live by faith, to even die by faith, as the saints of old have done, would thou help us along the way to stand, to see, to ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and to walk therein, and we shall find rest for our souls. We pray that as we live upon this earth, we may not be distracted by the vanity of it. Would thou help us, O Lord, that we may have a heavenly mindset, knowing that we are citizens of another country, that we have another home that thou hast prepared for us. Help us to live for it. Help us to think more upon it. Help us to rejoice, to be happy in this truth, that we are headed for an excellent home, an everlasting home, a home where there is no more sin, no more pain, no more suffering, a home that thou, the infinite, good and gracious Heavenly Father, have prepared for us. Help us to live in light of it, and help us to rejoice in the truth of it. Now, as we continue to live on this earth as we dismiss from this conference. Would thou help us to learn the truths well, that we may apply it to our lives. Help these truths not just to stay in our minds, but fill our hearts, fill our affections, fill our will with the desire to love thee, to honor thee with all our being. This we ask and pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we sing the hymn again? Sweet By and By. And let us meditate well on these words. Okay, 1, 2, 3. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on a beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore.
Amen. We thank the Lord that we have come to the close of this conference. It has been a journey for us to be able to gather together at this year end to meet the Lord. And as we prepare for the year end and the new year, we pray that the Lord would be gracious to help us, especially to gather together for the Christmas and the year-end service, that the Lord may bless this occasion as we prepare to usher in the new year 2024. May the Lord help us. Let us commit ourselves to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Father, we thank Thee for Thy grace in sustaining Thy people over these 3 days of our Old Paths Conference. We thank Thee that indeed it is by Thy grace that we can be gathered together to worship Thee, to praise Thee, to learn of Thee, to be sanctified by Thy word, and to be equipped for life. Lord, we ask that Thou would bless the thoughts, the words that Thou has brought before us, out of thy holy word, that it may bear fruit, take root, and Lord, bring forth bountiful blessings, because thou had been with us, and that we have sought to see thee, seek thee, and to continue to keep thee before us, to follow thee. So Lord, strengthen us as we are dismissed from here, and grant us thy grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. This I ask and pray with thanksgiving, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.